Subject, cross country and the cookie. Dear Stephen Shirley, first, congratulations, Shirley, on your engagement. This letter is directed more towards Steve because of his days doing comedy tours.
Okay.
Okay, when you were on the road and stuff, Steve. I've read both Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, and Straight Talk, No Chaser. I am following the rules and setting standards, and everything is going well. There is one hiccup. How does the 90 days work when we really can only see each other every 60 to 90 days? The person that I'm interested in is a long-haul truck driver. We live on the East Coast, but his job takes him from Texas to California to New York and all the states in between. We met each other 24 years ago in high school, but we were not friends. Recently, after our class reunion, I made the first move by inboxing him on Facebook. We have become friends. We feel very connected. He is not taking his week off until homecoming. This will put us at 90 days. So how can I know that he is worthy of the cookie, since our first real date will not happen until 90 days later? Often he says to me that we have to be transparent with one another. We are both approaching this relationship differently. He asked me first about marriage. He asked me if I wanted to be married again. He says he wants a wife. I am ready to experience a meaningful relationship that leads to marriage. So, Stephen Shirley, please advise me, excuse me, on how to approach this relationship. When will it be acceptable to give him the cookie? Yes. I am a 38-year-old single mother of two. Do I give or keep my cookie? All right. Your letter is filled with too many questions, too many uncertainties here, too many numbers, too many miles, too many states, too many years, 24 years. It's too much. I mean, if you have to try this hard and you say in your letter, you don't even know if he's worthy of the cookie since your first real date won't happen until 90 days later, I think you just need to sit it down and just get to know this person better, wait a little while longer, you know, have that first date before you think about giving up the cookie on the first date. This letter is confusing. I mean, do you have to ask us, do you keep your cookie? Don't you know whether or not you should keep it? I mean, if you have to ask all these questions, I don't think you're ready. Steve?
See, don't all men got this conversation. You know, he 38, 39 years old. He ought to be thinking about marriage. But that don't mean he want to marry you. You got to date this man and find out if all this talk about marriage is about you. Now, the fact that he drives a truck, that's just something else. It don't matter. When we're in love with a woman, we're going to find a way to her. You can believe that. We're going to get to you. We're going to figure something out. So why don't you stop? See what he's willing to do. See what he will figure out. See what he's willing to be. See what he's willing to sacrifice before you go passing out some tail.
That's right.
Now, dog, I am ready to experience a meaningful relationship that leads to marriage. Okay, go on, get to experiencing it. That don't mean you ought to sleep with the man because y'all been talking for 90 days and now y'all going to go to the class reunion together, to homecoming. So right after homecoming, you're going to sleep with him. Mm. Then suppose you find out that he really interested in marriage with somebody else. Like Shirley said, take some time to get to know the man. What's the rush? What you don't, you're a 38-year-old single mother or two. Give them the cookie don't mean you ain't going to be single no more. Okay? A committed relationship is when you're not single. So let's just see if all this talking on the road ain't just talk. Let's see if he wants more. That's all. Ain't no rush. I wouldn't do it if I were you, but then I'm not you.
You make it rough on Cookie Monsters, man.
He already told you this is not Sesame Street. This is real life.
This is not my job. Look, men know how to get sex. Let's just be honest. So it ain't my job to make it no easier for men. If you're a man, go on, do what you're going to do, say what you're going to say, and get what you're going to get. You know how that go. But let's just at least be a little bit concerned about the women that want a real relationship. There are plenty of women out there who would just have you for sex. Go meet them and y'all do yourself crazy.
What website is that?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.